through here?
Yep.
I mean, did you do it before today?
No.
Okay, so you are following it. Okay. Do you want me, I can't email you.
Yeah, that's good.
Raise your hand if you have the tree working. Raise your hand if you don't have the tree working. Raise your hand if you need help.
Online for instruction.
And what we do is we divide materials up into small nuggets or modules that cover a single concept, and instructors string those concepts together into a sort of hierarchy to present their course. And we've written a Mozilla plugin that displays the table of contents of the course, which is transmitted in RDF. So I think that's why you can vote me moderate.
Yes. Also, in here and here, these two URLs, these need to change to be for the test server. The top one, please point it at the bottom one here. So the bottom one is the test server, and then this is the URL for the second node to go to Apache. Make sure you take that part private off. When you get to the end and you realize you have to change something about the whole thing, it's and then 12 slides, you repeat that over and over and over.
Yeah.
Okay, is everybody, yeah?
Will the XPI be available on the
app? Maybe it'll even be fixed if I can remember. Is everybody cool on the tree? Right, so that was just really a mock-up. Let's do one more mock-up on the document side. Replace the label that's over there right now with the two input widgets. So we're still editing that same Zool file, notimes.zool. Go find the VBox that has the ID for document panel. It should contain the child element, which is the label. Remove that. And make sure your VBox looks like this. So your VBox will now have two items in it. This is mostly the equivalent of the input and text area elements in HTML. You'll note that this multi-line is the thing that makes it like a text area. Dummy data I had of document 1 and document 2 out of the tree. So make sure that your test server only has an empty tree children. It should look like this. That dummy data for the last slide was just to let you see what class and expanding look like. Okay. Oh, sorry. Did you?
Yeah, you get one.
Yeah, one is
colon 88.1.
Stuff I handle here.
So, three, that's four.
Yeah, 192.168. Not one.
But then they're both separate.
Separate points, yeah. Sorry about that. Rob, you guys all right?
I have a network problem.
I scrolled down a little bit so you could also see the next slide. So it's a shame we're not online because this will be made done. If you go to their tutorial, and we'll know the whole of what's going on. So we will be guaranteed. Getting into this for years. You guys okay back there?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Raise your hand if you got the document area taken care of and the tree shoulder removed. Okay. Raise your hand if you need help. Okay. So we're still a little bit away from the hard stuff. So it's good that we're making a lot of progress. Let's go on to some hard stuff. All right. Here's the game plan. We want to fetch data from the server as we need it. We don't want to fetch all the data on the server at one time. So basically, when we open a folder, contact the server, get the folder contents, and replace what we currently have as children of the folder, replace that with the new data. That will only happen on an open, not on a close. And it only happens when you open that folder. If I have that folder open and I go double click on something else, nothing should happen to that folder. Unfortunately, and maybe Brent will answer this before, I couldn't figure out how to get Mozilla. When you click on the Twisty, you get the event, but you don't get the builder for the tree doesn't have a selected item for when you do click on the Twisty. And I don't want clicking on a folder to generate this, so I'm going to do double click. We all have to know when we want to open, go to the server, and get new data, we double click on a folder. Sorry. To do this, we need an event handler. Raise your hand if you've done work with the DOM in HTML, JavaScript, the DOM, etc. Okay, so the good news is that Mozilla's DOM is 100% pure W3C DOM. Not very many of the surprises. And what this means is it obeys both the, traversal down, bubbling back up, whatever. We can take the event handler, instead of putting it on every element, we can put it at the top of the tree. The event will bubble up to the top of the tree, and then we can go find out, ask the event, okay, who did I really click on? We're actually going to do two things. We're going to change your application to send a ping to the server. Whenever we load the window, we're going to look at all the servers and ping them using a prop find, a web data prop find. The reason for that is we want to generate immediately the login boxes. We don't want the login box to appear when we double click on something, because then we'll have two events at the same time. So the first thing we're going to do is create an onload handler for the window that pings the servers. Second thing we will do is a double click handler.
So, Paul, can I make a
After the previous step, should the AC already do the solar contents?
No.
No, okay, so that's the other one.
Big close.
So you can go to the 10-foot bed.
Sorry about that. So you need to add this line to your window element. An on-load handler.
Let me see if I scroll down a little bit.
This element right here. Well, that helps. Whenever we open that page in Mozilla or do a reload of that page, that function will execute. Second, and that's a very simple one, so I'm going to speed up and leave this on the screen. We need to add two more script lines. The first one is for this curious thing called JSDAV, and I was remiss, I didn't introduce Stefan. Can you say a little bit about yourself, your background, and Zope, where you're living now, et cetera?
Oh. My name is Stefan Lichtan. I have been with Zope since 2000, so since the 2.0 release. And currently, I'm mainly working on the Zope 3 core, and I also work with Paul on the Stringo project, which used to be a Zope type front end for Zope 3. Using Zool. So, and I have written JS that I'm still writing it. It's a pain in the neck, so.
Okay, good morning.
Warnings about what?
Citrus errors. It's not legal.
In this case, it's my fault, not his, because I forked his, so I didn't understand his last changes. So, blame that one on me. But that is, you probably have the option set to be angle about warnings. There's a preference for that.
No warnings, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So I think so that's not non-fatal. Okay, and the other one is to make sure, you might already have this script line in there. So open up notetimes.js. Oh, sorry. And change your tree to add one more attribute here. On double click DBL, you make that bigger. By the way, if you're having trouble getting dump to work, if you're on Windows and dump doesn't work for you, look up right now. I'm looking at the. That's not my fault. Change dump to alert. Even though I said don't do it, just temporarily do it. Actually, I'm not exactly sure what will happen. It'll mess up. It won't mess up this one, but it might mess up the event.
Well, you have
to miss it, though. No, this is just the skeleton right now.
But there's a typo.
There is?
You have backslash in, so that should be backslash n.
Oh, thank you.
No?
There is a typo right here. This should be backslash the letter n, and then the two letters I n, just like here, backslash n. Sorry about that. After you've added these and saved notetimes.js, reload the page. And when you reload the page, you should see in init workshop. And when you double click on a server, you should see on the console or an alert open for. See, anybody got that working? Yes? Anybody else? Oh, I missed the break. So when we're finished with this step, we'll take a quick break. coincide with my sandwich. Anybody have any luck getting these two dump houses? Just raise your hand. As you finish this, if you want to, go ahead and get up, take a quick break, and we will reconvene at 3:15 and 3:20.
But it still requires a multiple problem.
A lot of
CSS.
implementation of the notice at all.
Nope.
JavaScript.
Let me take a look here.
Okay.
We have the same problem, right? So pitching into some of our higher ups. To say, you want to use it, you're forcing you to use it. Say, no, I'm giving you an application.
Well, that was fine.
What that application is still using, who cares? The fact that it's still using, we'll see what that is. I could have written it in C++.
I put the.
It just happens to be based on.
Oh, you mean the. Yeah.
Yes, partly, but the idea is also that it can be extended. So you could introduce new functionalities to make our API.
When I was running the patch.
things haven't changed all that much since the 113 days.